Good morning and welcome to this week's pod. And I'll tell you why I'm saying good morning. I've already recorded this once and I was just about to click save. And I asked our IT guys to make sure that there's a little script run on the computers to save energy, that all the computers get switched off. And I meant the ones in the IT suite, not my one, Mr. IT man. So by that point, I thought there's no chance I'm re-recording this at 20 past five last night. I'm getting chucked out in 5 minutes. So here I am this morning. Welcome. Hope you're well. We've now only got, because it's Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday to go, as my son told me this morning. So it is all good. Firstly, I'm going to go through the list of things Mrs. Dell sends me in the office. Every week she sends me my pod list. So, number one, no clubs this week, but I'm sure you've realised that now because really this should have come out yesterday. Number two, we've got open classroom on Thursday at the normal time, 2:30. Doors have been flung open. Come in, have a look at the amazing work our children have been doing the last term, and then you can sneak out a little early to begin that all-important Easter holiday. And my goodness, don't we need that. New clubs go live on the 15th of April at 8 p.m. on the Arbor app. And we've got an exciting new club starting on a Monday. It's Darts Club. I know. Oi! Oi, oi. Yeah, Darts Club. We love the darts. And that's going to be run by Mel and her daughter. And her daughter, Millie, is like the next darts phenomenon. She's the next Luke Littler. So look out for that one. There's a change of menu on Thursday this week. Thursday's fish fingers and chips. Cheesy Wells is your green option. And obviously we're doing the jacket potatoes. And that instead of the chicken pie. Last day to buy Easter raffle tickets is today, and I will be drawing that Easter raffle on Thursday morning on our online assembly. And please don't forget, we return to school on Tuesday the 16th of April, not the Monday. It's Tuesday the 16th of April at normal time. Lots of illness in our school and every other school in the land by the looks of it. Thank you to everybody for your understanding. I sent that letter out on Friday regarding scarlet fever and what to look out for. It's here in small pockets. It's also in lots of other schools. I've seen letters being sent out as well as my daughter's school. So it just seems to be one of those sort of winter illnesses this year. So just keep a real look out, and we want to keep all of our children healthy and safe as well as yourselves too. So I think that Easter break is going to come at a good time to sort of chop the lines of transmission around children, because some of these things do seem to pass around like wildfire. So Saturday morning, I had one of those proud head teacher moments. It comes with the it's the rough with the smooth with this job. I won't lie, rough with the smooth. And Saturday was the smooth, and I'll tell you for why. First of all, thank you to all of the volunteers who gave up their Saturday to graft. And I'm talking, we're grafted. I also want to say thank you to all of the staff that came along to help. Mrs. Driver, Miss Allen, Miss Mace, Miss Smith, Mr. Benson. Absolutely phenomenal. We worked really, really hard moving fences, taking fences down, pulling blue signs out of the ground, hitting with a sledgehammer, sledgehammering these humongous fence posts into the concrete. I couldn't walk Sunday, and that's like literally no word of a lie. My children are literally laughing at me. I'm walking at a right angle. If it wasn't for the ibuprofen and other bits, I wouldn't be walking today, I don't think. I also want to say thank you to Ben and Kirsty for organising a lot of the people and the expertise, as well as Mrs. Watkins's husband and son too. So just a massive thank you. It was absolutely phenomenal, and it gave you that warm fuzzy feeling inside where, you know, that community comes together. And as everybody said, it's all for the kids. That's what we're doing it for, to make our school better for the children. So thank you to everybody who helped. Then So in amongst all of that, I then went over to Painter's Ash mid Saturday morning to watch two incredible football finals. Our boys were in the final against Painter's Ash, and our girls were in the final against Mepham. Unfortunately, both teams lost, but it doesn't matter. It's all about taking part, being part of it, having that experience, because actually, do you know what? You don't get better by winning all the time. You get better by sometimes losing and then looking at what happened and making sure that doesn't happen again. So, guys, we were so proud of you. Every single one of you represented our school values, especially courage, because they didn't give up. They didn't give up for a single second of that game. So well done to every single one of you. Thank you to Miss Odds, to Mr. Gladish. Mrs. Cairns was on the touch lines. It was just lovely. Mrs. Rowland turns up. It was like a right old knees up. And what was really lovely was one of our ex-students, Chris Swift, was the referee as well. So, and he wasn't biased at all. If anything, Miss Odds said, oh, don't want him refereeing the game. So there you go. He was a pro to the end. Lastly, I just want to say a big thank you to the Year 4 team, Mr. Hundle, Miss Bullen, Mr. Gladish, Mrs. Philpott, for giving up their Saturday to provide the Year 4s the most incredible experience day. The Challenger troop came down into the school field. They bought rifles. They bought obstacle courses. A massive climbing wall went up in the infant car park. It was brilliant. And all of the children who turned up just looked like they were having the very, very best of days. Mrs. Young, thank you for organising. And poor Mrs. Young, she's running around left, right and centre. Her daughter's been very unwell as well. So she'd come in after a night of clearing up sick. And yeah, just phenomenal just to see the children enjoying themselves. And again, putting themselves out of their comfort zone. And that is what it's all about sometimes, these experiences, doing something slightly different. And then yesterday, I got the call up to go to Leeds Castle for the day with the Year 5s. And again, it's all about experiences here at Shears Green. And we like to run as many trips and get visitors in. And hopefully we're demonstrating that pledge by what we're doing. And I know Year 3 and Year 4 have got trips outside of school coming up. And Year 6 has certainly got, already had PGL and have got other things planned too. But Leeds Castle yesterday was brilliant. And we got to go on the land train. We had a good walk around inside the castle. They took us to a part of the castle the public don't normally see, down by the bottom of the moat. And we went in for a different entrance. It was brilliant. And the children just were full of ideas and questions, and they could answer so much. So it was amazing how much they'd learnt in school about the Tudors too. So thank you to all the Year 5 staff for organising that trip, and thank you for inviting me. I took myself my own little trip lunch. I went to Tesco's, bought myself a cheeky all-day breakfast triple sandwich meal deal. Oh yeah, so it was a good day for me too. I am on the lookout for a new school business manager. That person needs to have finance experience, HR experience, certainly experience of managing teams and of looking for bids and all-round sort of business experience. If you or somebody you know has that and would love to come and work for the very best people and with the very best people, I will provide the link with today's pod for you to click and peruse. The applications close at the end of next week, Thursday the 4th of April. So if you or somebody you know may have that skill set, and it is a skill set, I'm not going to lie, it's a difficult job, I'm doing it myself at the second, please think of applying. So before I hand over to Mrs. Nicholson for the last time this term, I just want to say a massive thank you, as always, for all of your support, your feedback, and even the complaints. It's all good. This is what we're here to make things better for all of our children, and we take everything seriously, and we want the very best. I said to the staff, what is the why of what we're doing? The why of what we do is the children and getting the very, very best for children. They get one shot at it, one shot at this, and it is our mission to make sure, and I don't want to be corny and cheesy, but we do. We want every child to become the very best version of themselves. We owe it to them because they are absolutely amazing, and we want them to go on to be the very best of whatever they want to do. And some of those jobs might not even be written yet. It's quite possible that they're not written, but I know that they're going to go on to do the most amazing things. So thank you. Have a fantastic Easter break. Have hot cross buns. Have lots of chocolate, lamb, bit of mint sauce, whatever floats your boat. But have a great break, and look forward to seeing you later on in the week for Open Classroom, and obviously returning to school on Tuesday, the 16th of April. Mrs. Nicholson, over to you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mrs. Nicholson again with her Oracy Corner. This week, obviously, Easter's coming up, and I know some people will celebrate different reasons for religious festivals. However, I would like to know whether or not you have particular traditions in your family. So maybe a discussion about traditions, what the children's fond memories are of those traditions. And although they're young, I bet most of them have got something that you've done in the past that really, really excites them and they would like to do again. So a really good family discussion would be fantastic around this one. Do enjoy and have a lovely Easter. Bye.